to make you the summit.
Sponsor of this portion of the Puzzling Evidence Show. Let's kill your heroes on radio
with Puzzling Evidence.
What time is it?
Volcano and the you know.
science fiction comedy headquarters. Give me an L. Give me a Ron. Give me a Hubbard. What's that spell? What's that spell? What's that spell?
Let's take the oath. Raise your right hand. pledge allegiance to the illusion and to the pyramid scheme for which it stands. One nation, one species, in denial, with error and excess by all. Oh boy. So now, and you'll notice, so if you've just been remembered into the church, you can probably feel a little something. We got a special delivery here. We're going to have a talent show here shortly. So, if you showed up and you forgot your talent, don't worry. We have extras over here. So come on up. It's a 2 minute, 2.5 minute at the moment talent show. Anything goes. We'll start that shortly. Yes.
The person you have just reached is not a working person. Please, hang yourself up.
Get comfortable. This mini service by the Word Church will last. That only lasts about 45 minutes, and then we'll have the free lunch is on its way. Free lunch is on its way. And what I need to know is what you ordered. So on the count of three, everybody, tell me what your order is. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, I think we got that. That's the oath. That's the oath. You just took the oath. All right, that's the first station right there. The next station, the sock exchange. Now, when we do the parade on April 1st and the April 1st falls on a weekday, we parade to the financial district on the sidewalk, a looping to the financial district, and we have several stations, six stations of stupid, where we do stop and do these rituals. From the Embarcadero Plaza, and here we go to Market Street to the Federal Reserve headquarters, unelected private body that runs your purse. And we thank them for turning our economy from industrial to service to digital to casino. The casino economy. And so we bring our dead lottery tickets. I didn't bring my lottery tickets today, but so the Bird Church of the Last Lab has a financial plan for you, the spiritual consumer. One lottery ticket a week. Or if you live in wild, one a day. Because Lenny Hopkins said, I play craps every day because I might be walking around lucky and not know it. Think about that. So, a crappy cup of coffee. Okay? Yeah. Get a bunch, put it, you know, get wild. You stick on your purse. It's done once a month. Go online and see if you want something. Some of the big ones are $2. Yeah. Some of the big ones are $2. You're living really wild. And then, of course, no, don't think of it as 200 million to one. No, it's too much. Which one of you is too good in a 50-50 proposition? Spend your dollar and figure that a winner you're going to lose. Probably easier that way. So save your 10 lottery tickets and bring them to next year at the Embarcadero Plaza at noon. It will be the weekday round. It has a different flavor. So we can get that lottery ticket to home in front of the Federal Reserve. That's the game.
Texas Resurrection!
We go to the Pacific Stock Exchange and we exchange socks. Who brought your socks? Who brought socks? Whoever got a sock, stand up, throw it. Start throwing them around. Throw the socks around. Let's get those socks going. Sock exchange.
Sock exchange. This is stupid.
And we bring the practice day socks in the first spiritual last line.
Yeah.
They are totally episodist free for the past 15 days. There's no episodist for 15 days. Alright, so that completes that ritual. Now we start the talent contest. Who wants to go first? Okay, then who wants to go second?
Of April Fool's Day, he said it was getting a little too close to home.
Too expensive.
Also, I don't know if you heard the announcement, but someone's stealing all the toilet seats at the local police station here.
Oh,
and so far, they have nothing to go on, so. If anyone can help with that. Don't forget, a brain, besides being a wonderful thing to waste, a brain goes into a bar and the bartender says, I can't serve you, you're out of your head. How many people know why the skeleton couldn't cross the road? Didn't have the guts, that's right. And you Bible scholars, I guess you know how long Cain hated his brother. That's right, as long as he was able. Of course, the grasshopper goes into a bar and the bartender says, hey, we have a drink named after you. And the grasshopper says, well, why would anyone name a drink
friend. And of course, the termite goes into a bar and says, where's the market? All right, so just before I go, I just wanted to play. We all join and sing along and sit here and ask for you here by Frank Sinatra. I think you might recognize it. And then I go explore it all by saying something stupid like you're stupid. Everybody. Speaking of stupid.
I always order 8 cups of coffee because I like hearing my name. Hey, did you hear the one about the ghost who committed suicide? They donated his body to seance. Okay, hold on, a little rock and roll. Okay. You're rocking it. Talent come from. Nice to see you. We know you're there. Just stay away the rest of the year. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't, but sometimes it doesn't. So you do something stupid in your life. You slam the dog's tail in the refrigerator. You lock the car keys in the car. You zip up your zipper, something stupid. Don't blame yourself. You don't blame yourself. What our church, the first church of the last laugh, was fast growing snack, was 100% love dog, was why you were going all the way down here. You start to consume a two-dimensional spiritual scapegoat. Next time you do something stupid and you know you're going to do something stupid this coming year, right? Unavoidable. You do that stupid thing, don't blame yourself. You step back and say, I had a visitation. I was possessed by the spirit of stupid. And then, okay, then you hold your hand out like this. Mama, and you say these words. That's the way he would have wanted it. Had he thought about it. And then you smack your head. And there you are. All the stupidity just falls out of your brain, onto your shoulders, like dry earwax, brush it off. And there you are, stupid free. Until next time. Thanks. Now then, here we go. Another church, another say, very important church in our culture is the Church of the Subgenius, which, strangely enough, was started in 1979 in Dallas, Texas, the same year I started First Church of the Last Laugh here in San Francisco. Something in the cosmic hit with Tom Barber or something cut. So the Church of the Subgenius has Dr. Hal Robinson. Dr. Hal Robinson. To share a few words with you. Thank you, Your Excellency. And it is more than a signal honor for me to be here at this time among the communicants of the First Church of the Last Laugh on this Easter Sunday. Fitting to note that the Church of the Subgenius is ecumenically joined to the First Church of the Last Laugh. We are fellow travelers. To be a subgenius, one need not celebrate stupidity, but it helps. That's what subgenius means to some people. Strange tales and peculiar rhymes, often repeated tropes and muttered incantations. There are certain similarities in all systems of belief. And in the early history of the Christian church, there were saints. But were they stupid? Well, let's see. First, there were anchorites. Saint Simon Stylites, the pillar saints. They spent all their days and all their nights on a pillar, out in all winds and weather, bending, genuflecting, being worn away by the forces of nature for the glory of God. Is there an adjective which describes this behavior? Indeed. And what about the Eremite? Another type of ancient saint. They would be partially walled up in the wall of the city, unable to flee. They might stretch an emaciated hand out to bless a child held up briefly before the smell of impacted feces grew to a break. All for the glory of God. But what would you call such a saint? Indeed, it is so. Now in the First Church of the Last Laugh, as well as in the Church of the Subgenius, there are certain things which we must have. And for a subgenius, we must have slack. A subgenius must have slack. Slack is the opposite of tension. And between the tension of tension and the slackness of slack, there is a certain dynamic which, for want of a better word, we call stupidity. But remember, stupidity is the necessary platform for a journey toward wisdom. This can be nipped in the bud. You can turn yourself back onto the stupid track. But remember, if the fool will persist in his folly, he will become wise. This is the last for 7 years or 5 years or whatever it is time that we're going to come to this concrete pit known as Joe DiMaggio Playground. Banished as we are, exiled from the cool, shady Washington Square Park, the park with the statue of Benjamin Franklin on it. Write your representative, write your congressman for all the good it does you, and beg, implore, and beseech that the First Church of the Last Laugh be able to return only 2 days out of the great year of 7 years back to Washington Square Park. It may seem a sensible course, but remember, you are doing it in the service of stupidity. And I thank you all.
I can't stand when it's not excellent. Tonight and every night.
Jump all jump together, and then we'll have face.
And when we come down, the earth will still be there. Are you ready? You want to try it?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. All right. Take a breath. Close your eyes. 1, 2, 3, go.
We've done that for, like, I don't know, out of the 40 years of our parade, we've done that probably at least 38 times, and it's worked every time. So I showed you the power of the First Church of the Last Live World Fast Growing Stagger with the Hybrid, because that's all about the way religion, one holy day a year. Today is... Okay, so what do we got next? After this ritual. Okay, now, the other ritual we do in the financial district walk with on a weekday is we go to the old Bank of America headquarters on California and Kearney, it's partially owned by Trump. You know that, the old Bank of America? He owns 30% of my guess. So we'll piss on 30% of it. So we go there, and in their plaza of the Bank of America, of course, is a big black marble modern art sculpture. Herb Cain, the great columnist in the Chronicle, dumped at the banker's heart. We go to the banker's heart. We thank the bank for doing all they can to us. I mean, for us. You know who you are, Wells Fargo. So we bring pennies and we throw them at the banker's heart. It's a great, wonderful feeling throwing handfuls of pennies at this heart in this big plaza. I looked over one year and there's a business band, totally business band, suits, ties, briefcase, standing over picking up pennies and looking at each one.
He's just never seen one before.
I've got that one. It's a coin collector. He's looking right behind him, a homeless guy.
So we thank the banks. We want to thank the banks here. Okay, here's our little banner from the Tabernacle of Stupid, the Banker's Heart. So we're all going to just give them a little a heartfelt blessing from us to the banking finance community. You. One more time. Thank you. Does that feel better? Check your bank statement.
So we're from the 21st Heretical Elliptical. The Elliptical Church of Eris Realistics.
DNA
is a sexually transmitted disease. And we're here to raise awareness for the plight of the endangered rubber chicken. Now, a lot of people don't realize this, but rubber chickens are an endangered species, and if we don't act soon, there will not be a single rubber chicken left alive on the entire planet. And this one is approved. There was an unsuccessful hemp transplant attempted. Well, got a mustache, but the rest of it is so we're also known as Hippies Without Healthcare, a.k.a. Airlift Underground, and we're going
to
do...
Head down to double the constipation.
We're going to do a little hippie hop for you, and then we're going to run away.
Hollywood's
gone up a grade these days.
You listen to all the stars.
Well, they sure are busy recycling scripts.
I'm blowing up all those cars.
So stick around, swears.
Oh, it's a familiar routine.
And then they break out the ink blots
and ask you what they mean.
Oh, but they don't know what's true, no.
I don't know any more than you or I do.
And it's true, those things haven't a clue.
What the sky looks like.
What the sky looks like.
What does the sky look like?
To me, are you?
To me, are you?
So entertain your visions in seclusion.
And they'll call it a raging mad delusion.
But yet, enough other groups to join in.
And all of a sudden, they call it a religion.
I'm a tad mad baddie, I must admit.
Why deny it? That's a straitjacket fit.
Yeah, life's a joke. And we're the bots. So not being crazy.
Would
be a little bit nuts.
Did you say nuts?
A little bit nuts. And they say that I should abide the law.
Not sure I get the point.
Out of a fine, uniform bandit.
I'd stick hippies in the joints.
We're supposed to all feel terrorized.
Rifle through our right.
But security.
It's getting close to catch a flight.
And it's the greatest emergency.
And the vendors don't get paid.
Oh, the sky will tumble upon us all.
Their bonuses are delayed.
Talk about conspiracies.
And they'll label you confused.
Well, everyone's got a conspiracy theory.
Chloride vaccines, the chemtrail blue.
It's a blizzard. People are Illuminati.
I guess the details are a little bit spotty.
When PSYOPs masquerade as news.
The only question is who?
The only question is who?
The only question is who?
Channel you choose.
So entertain your visions in seclusion.
They'll call it a raving mad delusion.
Join in, get enough other kooks to join in.
And all of a sudden they call it a religion.
I'm a sad, not dying, I must admit.
Why deny it if the straitjacket fits?
Well, life's a joke.
And we're the bots.
Yes, life's a joke.
And we're the bots.
Oh, well, I'm being crazy.
Not being crazy.
For me a little bit now.
A little bit nuts. Thank you.
Church last night, both Pastor Chris Tankwood and 150% of the topic of revolution, what will we do a year? And today is it. And that miracle is.
because you found out you remember the first church and last. The first miracle?
No money, as extreme as.
Whoa! Okay, so the confession. Now, who wants to stand up here and confess some short stupidity that's their life? Okay, come on up. This is a confession. And it won't leave this park.
I did it!
I've been around here for 30 years. I came the first one 30 years. I've been in the last 30 years with my video camera here. All you photographers back then, there weren't many cameras. You can see me back there looking cool with my video camera. I love this parade so much that I swear next year I'm going to spring for videotape. And I'm actually going to tape it. I'm starting next year.
Next year.
No, more next. Who's next? Come on, you know, you've done something stupid. It's burning in your soul. You wake up every morning and you go, oh, I remember that. I did forget it. So come on, share it with
me. Come on,
some years ago, I went to eat at the Stinking Rose that we passed. I ate so much garlic, I threw up in North Beach. I put in my card to the ATM and extracted $40. Got my receipt, got my card, and walked away. Left him only in the slot.
Yay!
I had a 7-year career in underground comics. 3.5 at Last Gasp.
Get a job!
3.5 at Rip Off Press.
Yeah.
And I only got this t-shirt.
Oh.
I
walked up to an ATM. There was $40 there, and I took it.
I got a shirt.
Really, I did.
Get off the stage.
I came because I could tell I was going to get a free lunch.
Free lunch! Free lunch! Free all the mayo!
Years ago, and I was putting game on my nighttime game list for the Renaissance Fair, and I put the Bologna Theater Troupe. I can't believe I was.
No! Hey, you can put an eye out with that thing.
Dude, I know, I tried that. I made collages from last year. If anybody wants one, they're free.
Pretty stupid. They cost me 10 cents each.
All right, you promised me. This is John Law. I wouldn't pay attention. He knows where you live.
No, I don't. It's a very fun, stupid joke. Why did the leper leave the cocktail party in a huff? Why?
Okay, now you see how easy that was, confessing. You see? So what you want to do is, stinkstupid.com. You can go on there. You can post stuff. I guess, I don't know. You have to do that alone. You go to Facebook, Saint Stupiders. Who here is left on Facebook? 1, 2, 3. I know. Okay, so share your photos. Okay, we got one more ritual to do, and then we go into the song. Okay, and that's the secret. Now that you remember them, you're all members. You've been remembered into the first church of the last lap. Well, Pastor Roy Speck, love the 150% of the dogmas, labor, religion, the holy day of year. And today is it. Secret handshake. You're going to meet other people on the street. You're going to get eye contact and you're going to know. You're just going to know that that person has gone to a parade. That person has gone to the parade. That person, oh yeah, they're a part of the church. You're going to know. And you're going to share the secret handshake. It's called a hold your hand up like this, fold your thumb in. It's called a high four. So now there's two parts to it. First, you slam them together at high speed. And then you go like this. You wiggle your thumb and you go, ow, we gotta change that. How we gotta change that? One more time, high four. Ow, we gotta change that. The other guys out in the RNC are working on the handshake we can have it ready by next year. Okay? So I want to thank you all for showing up here to the 40th annual St. Stupid.
with a little bit of the sound equipment, and I want to thank Mark Clemens for helping us out. Tom, really cool with us this year. Very musicality. So, we depart with the church hymn. I know. people kept sticking Doritos in his back and staking it for guacamole dip.
You're the thief if all this costs us. Are you refusing to answer? Deny that you ever heard voices.
Other voices don't say too.
The quick, the dead, and the stupid.